Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton and welcome to Big Squid. We're starting off the week with a brand new edition of Chitter Chatter. And today, Bryden Coverdale is going to tell us about someone who won a medal at a recent Olympics. Start your week with some Chitter Chatter. Sometimes you start the week feeling bummed out, and it's basically because it's no longer the weekend and you've just, you know, you're back at work, you have to think about things, and it's like, well, we're going to give you a little boost. And here we have an interesting fact that you can take straight to the water cooler. And one of the best people I know who can help out with this is author and quizmaster Bryden Coverdale. Bryden, how are you today?
Pretty good, Justin. Thanks, mate.
And what do you have for us?
All right, today I've got a little bit of sport. This is, quite recent sporting history, actually. And this is something that some people listening might have come across because it's quite recent, but it completely passed me by at the time. I only found out about it later. So at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021, there were a lot of sports that they started to include, you know, mixed gender events, so men and women competing together. Like there was, you know, mixed relays in athletics and swimming, which there hadn't been before, a lot more, mixed events. But there's one event where a New Zealander called Caleb Shepherd made history by becoming the first man to win an Olympic medal in a women's event, not a mixed event.
Right.
He won a medal in a women's event, and this actually sort of popped up in an online quiz thing that I was doing, and I was like, what can this be? What I'm trying to work this out. And the answer is it's rowing. He was the cox in the women's eight.
Oh, right.
So the rowers all have to be female.
Yes.
But in 2017, International Rowing Federation and the IOC essentially changed the rules to make the role of cox in a rowing crew, gender neutral. Like anyone could do it. It didn't matter. Men could do it in women's. Women could do it in men's. And the New Zealand team won, I think it was the silver medal in the women's rowing eight with Caleb Shepherd as the cox. So he became the first ever man to win a women's medal at the Olympics, which I just thought fascinating fact.
Yeah, and was there controversy about this? Was there any pushback, or was it one of those laws that came through where everyone just kind of went, this is a bit silly, why are we doing this?
Yeah, I don't think that there was any controversy. I didn't even hear about it at the time when it happened. It was only when it popped up in trivia later that I thought, oh, wow, I'm surprised that wasn't more in the news at the time, because it's a real sort of departure from, I guess, everything that we have sort of been used to previously in these sorts of events. But I mean, when you think about it, there's no reason that it shouldn't be the case. You know, it's a role in which, you know, the cox is essentially a coach, I suppose. You're sort right. of, you know, calling out the strokes and that sort of thing, but you are officially part of the team.
Yeah.
I should have looked this up before I came on, but it just reminded me back in the really early days of the Olympics. There was also a cox in, I don't know if it was the British team or French team or something like that. They didn't have a cox in their team, and they just called in like a local kid to come right. and do the job. He was like 10 or something, and they won a medal. And right. then this kid, like, you know, just left, and nobody knows who he was. So, right. so there's this Olympic medalist who is completely unnamed and unknown because nobody knew who this kid was.
Oh, that is funny. So somewhere in the world, little Jimmy's at home, you know, with his medal that's been passed down through the ages, and no one can work out how the hell that turned up in the family. Well,
he never even got his medal because he left before that any of that happened. He was like, yeah, I'll help you out, and then he's gone.
Back in the day, I don't have time for medals, mate. I've got to go and get potatoes for the family.
I've got to sweep the chimneys. Yeah.
And look, to be honest, for anyone who's childish who's listening, I don't want to let you down by saying, yes, it's typical that a man finally wins a medal in a women's event by being the cox. So there you go. If you're childish and you were thinking, why am I leaving that low-hanging fruit there? I don't want to let you down. It's an interesting fact, and I'm here to bring that interesting fact all the way down into the gutter. Bryden, that is a fantastic fact. I didn't know anything about that either. You have a book out at the moment. Can you tell us about the book, please?
Yeah, it's called The Quiz Masters. It's essentially about, you know, the quiz scene, trivia. There's stuff about quiz shows. A lot of the shows that I've been on as a winning or losing contestant. Bit of stuff behind the scenes on The Chase. There's a chapter about pub trivia, one about, you know, Trivial Pursuit and how that all came about. Lots of different aspects of trivia are covered in there. And along the way, there's a lot of little, you know, footnotes where, you know, things like that Caleb Shepherd winning a women's medal. I sort of talk about those because they've popped up in trivia, and then I sort of expand on them, like little quirky facts that I hope people will read and find fascinating.
Oh, yeah. It's a great read. And look, to be honest, you've made me much smarter with my friends when I just drop something. And it's like, how do you know that? It's like, oh, you know, I've just got it out of a book. But anyway, it's a great read, and people should keep their eye out for it, because it's not only a great read for the person buying it, but it also makes a great present as well. So keep an eye out for The Quizmasters by Bryden Coverdale. Thank you very much for your time, mate.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you to Bryden for swinging by and sharing that story with me. Another fascinating one. I love these little tidbits that Bryden and Adam Richard have been sharing with us over the previous, 2 months, I think, of Mondays. God, it's a brand new segment. It's already been going 2 months. I can't believe that. Is that right? Yeah, no, I think it is right. Wow, that's full on. Anyway. Remember to keep an eye out for Bryden's book, The Quizmasters, at all bookstores and online. It really does make a fantastic present for Christmas. I'll be back tomorrow with the Total Reboot boys, Cam James and Alexi Toliopoulos, who join me to talk about their brand new YouTube series, Finding Yeezus. That is a really fun chat. It's very funny. And those guys are great. So I'm taking a guess. If you listen to this, you probably listen to them. Or at the very least, you're across their work. So you already know that they're fantastic. Then on Thursday, I'll be back with Hollywood director Nick Stoller talking about his new movie Bros, which is a very funny romantic comedy. I'll share some thoughts about the film before we get into the interview. But I laughed a lot. And that was a very nice feeling to be in a cinema laughing with other people. So we have a really nice chat with him. He also shares what he's learned from previous movies that he's made in the past and which comedies have influenced him as well. I get a little nudge in there for a bit of Doctor Who too. So a quick reminder for Sydney friends, I am appearing at the Sydney Comedy Store this Friday, the 28th of October, and my listeners can access a Big Squid discount. Just head to comedy.com.au, click on my show, and use the discount podcast so you can get some money off your ticket price. If you're a Patreon subscriber, remember you get an even bigger discount, so make sure that you use your Patreon subscriber code. A big thank you also to you for listening. I really appreciate you taking the time to check out the work my friends and I are creating over here. You're really fantastic, and you are very much appreciated. So thank you. I can't tell you enough. There's a lot of stuff out there, and that you take the time to listen and write very nice things as well. I feel very blessed to have you as an audience. So thank you. Until then.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.